This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2019, day number two. This is going to be a big one. Ron Paul, of course, later on tonight. And rumor has it he's actually going to be showing up, so that's good news. Judge Napolitano was a no-show last night. He Skyped in. But Ron Paul is not a chicken, and he's going to be here, I think. That's what I heard. I heard he was on a private jet. Somebody was able to verify that, so he's presumably coming this way. So that's exciting. Ian Freeman here in our remote studio, the beautiful Princess Resort within view of the ocean. The resort is right on the Pacific Ocean here. It's just absolutely stunning. The weather, of course, has been fantastic, just as it was last year. It's warm, but we're actually underneath an overhang here, and so it's very, very, you know, it's actually somewhat cool here. And it's just a beautiful place with wonderful people. The vibe here at Anarchapulco is always very friendly. Everybody gets along. People are meeting one another because everybody in the hotel is here for Anarchapulco. The whole hotel has been rented by the event, and that's awesome. And it's an indicator of how successful this event has become over the years. So if you're just tuning in, I was discussing this news about the JPM coin. Now, this is the new crypto, so-called cryptocurrency, or let's call it a fake cryptocurrency, by J.P. Morgan. The very same J.P. Morgan with a CEO, Jamie Dimon, who has talked trash about Bitcoin. Well, now they're launching their own coin, and I don't know if they're calling it a cryptocurrency. That's not clear. You know, I've not seen their press release, but certainly the mainstream media that is reporting about this. I mean, if you look up JPM coin in a, you know, Google News search, you'll see all these headlines emblazoned with JP Morgan's cryptocurrency. And it's not. It's not a cryptocurrency at all. And that's what Motherboard is explaining here. Motherboard.vice.com. So they point out that it's not a cryptocurrency, and this is Jerry Brito, an executive director of D.C.-based policy research advocacy group Coin Center, said over the phone, quote, if JP coin or JPM coin is a cryptocurrency, then Facebook credits and World of Warcraft money are cryptocurrencies, said Jerry Brito. And then there's a nice little diagram where he shows Bitcoin, Ethereum, Monero, these are cryptocurrencies, World of Warcraft coin, JPM coin, V-Bucks, E-Gold, all these other things, these video game currencies, these dollar-based things. These are digital currencies. Okay, they're digital, but they're not crypto. The sticking point is that most cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, or Monero aim for decentralized control of the network, with many disparate computers working together to agree on the state of the shared ledger that keeps track of everybody's money, which is the blockchain. And I was explaining that in the last segment, in case you're just tuning in. The blockchain is this public ledger. In the case of most of cryptocurrencies, that's distributed, that's decentralized. There are thousands of copies. You cannot change one copy and essentially cook the books. And JPM coin is not going to be like that. JPM coin is fully in control, JP Morgan is fully in control of JPM coin. And in the case of Bitcoin, more computers joining the network improves the system's overall security. JPM coin, in contrast, runs on a permissioned blockchain called Quorum, with limited participants that must first be approved by J.P. Morgan Chase. So as Brito points out, and he does a good job here explaining the distinction, he says that, quote, it's the same distinction between AOL and the Internet. The Internet is open, so anybody who wants to create a blog, website, or consumer service can connect a server to the network without asking permission from anybody. And compare that to AOL. It was a permissioned network, where if you were a publisher, you had to go to the company and seek their permission. This key difference also speaks to the divergent use cases of Bitcoin and JPM coin. For folks who believe that Bitcoin is best suited to serve as money, its open and public nature is core to that mission. JPM coin, on the other hand, is designed to settle internal transactions for institutional clients. It's not money that anybody and everybody can use. So you don't just get to download a JPM coin client and acquire some JPM coin on one of these exchanges. It's not going to be there. It's basically an internal ledger for the use of JP Morgan. And it's just getting all this press as though it's actually cryptocurrency. And then they've got a nice little chart here that explains the difference between cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. They're public. They're open access. Okay, anybody who wants to participate can participate. You don't have to ask permission. And this is one of the things that makes cryptocurrencies great, is that there's no gatekeeper. There's no banker that's sitting there looking at identification, looking over application forms, and deciding whether or not, you know, you're welcome to participate in their system. With Bitcoin, you just download a wallet. A good one's Edge Wallet. That's an excellent wallet. But all of the wallets are free. You download the one that you want. Download more than one. Doesn't matter. You create your account by opening the wallet, setting a passcode. That's it. Now, I recommend you also back up the account because you don't want your phone to break or whatever. So there's a few steps to do it, but you're talking about a five-minute process. 10 minutes if you're, like, slow at reading and that you really want to understand things. So it does not take long to create a cryptocurrency wallet. So those are cryptocurrencies. They're open, completely open. The code is viewable by anybody. So even if you're not a programmer, you know there are programmers in the world who have looked at this code, the code for Bitcoin. JPM Coin, no. It will not be open. They will not be sharing their code with you. So you have no idea what their code is. And beyond that, you can't use it anyway because you're not their buddy. You're not one of their big clients that they would need to use this coin to settle accounts with. But there's a middle point here, right? So we talked about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, but there's also what they call fiat-backed stable coins. So there's these cryptocurrencies out there that are tied to the value of the U.S. dollar. And they usually float at, like, you know, 99 cents, $1.01, $1.02, 98 cents, a dollar, somewhere in that range. They're usually worth no more, no less than that kind of range. So a couple examples of this are USDC or Tether. There are a few of them. There's several of these things out there now. And at first, I never really understood why these things are valuable, why it is that people want them. Why would you want to have a cryptocurrency that's valued in the dollar? Isn't that just a scam? And while I still don't trust these dollar-backed coins, because I think that in order to keep the value at what it, you know, a dollar, they've got to manipulate the supply. It seems to me. Now, you know, I'm not an expert on these things. I haven't taken a whole lot of time to research these dollar coins, so I'm not generally interested. But I did finally figure out one reason why somebody would want them. And that's if, you know, for instance, if you want to have a dollar-based value on an exchange that doesn't accept dollar deposits, you can move these cryptocurrencies onto other exchanges. And that allows you to get out of a crypto like a Bitcoin, sell it for let's say the Tethers or the USDCs. You sell it for these dollar-backed cryptos or dollar-tethered cryptos, and then you have dollar value on an exchange that you can then hold. If you, let's say, you know, you're a trader or something, you're predicting, which, you know, I'm not much of a trader, but if you are one of those folks, then having a dollar value backed crypto like that can be useful. So they are also public. They're open access. And as they point out here on the chart, in the case of some stable coins, only exchange customers can mint or redeem stable coins, but anyone can trade or own them. So again, like Bitcoin, anybody can get Tether. There's no asking for permission to do that. And then we get to JPM coin, this new JP Morgan coin, which is permissioned, meaning that you don't get in unless you are, you know, one of JP Morgan's buddies. And further, only institutional customers passing JP Morgan's KYC can transact with these coins. So it's a completely closed system. There's no open access. There's no cryptography, likely. And even if there is, it's not anything you can audit, so you can't know how secure it is. And you have no idea, you know, what the extent of blockchain usage or security or anything is. I mean, you're just completely at their mercy. This is not a cryptocurrency. But yet the mainstream media doesn't understand what cryptocurrency is, so they're reporting this thing widely as though it actually is. And it's not. As FT Alphaville's Jemima Kelly noted, a permissioned blockchain of the kind JPM Coin uses is essentially a database managed by its owner, JP Morgan Chase. Add to this the fact that the digital token simply represents money already, literally, in the bank, and one begins to wonder whether a blockchain by any definition is needed at all. quote, in fact, some might argue JPM Coin already exists, and it's just a JPM deposit by another name. There's more coming up here. We're at Anarchapulco 2019. It's day number two. We got more folks to talk to on the way here, and you can join us here. It's not too late to get out to Acapulco, the beautiful Princess Resort. We got more coming up on Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
SmartCash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. SmartCash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2019 for day number two. Got Ron Paul coming up here this evening. Of course, everybody's excited to see Ron Paul, especially those who've never seen him before. To tell you more about that tomorrow, of course. And in the meantime, we've got all kinds of interesting folks to talk to, including some of the sponsors here at Anarchapulco 2019. But one of the main sponsors is Bitcoin.com, and they're also a sponsor here on Free Talk Live, your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. Maybe you're brand new to cryptocurrency, you want to learn the basics. They've got a great introductory course there called Bitcoin Academy. Just go to Bitcoin.com. Maybe it'll take you 10, 15 minutes to get through, and you'll learn the basics. Maybe you're not new and you want to get the latest news headlines. Well, they've got them over their news site at Bitcoin.com. You can also engage with their community on the Bitcoin Forum. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. Now, as I've said before, this is a, and I'm, by the way, I'm Ian Freeman with Free Talk Live. This conference, last year, for the first time, it really felt like it was a cryptocurrency conference. And this year, I got to say, the same thing's true. Almost every sponsor here seems to be cryptocurrency related, and people in the conference are talking about cryptocurrencies. And so when you're walking into the main kind of hall area, there's a major sponsor, AGX Pay, that is going to catch your attention. You guys have some very attractive looking, you know, graphics and a big setup. And apparently one of you is named Ian. Ian, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ian.
it's rare that that I meet another Ian. But,
yeah, running into you here.
But here you are. And it's Ian Richard of AGXPay.com. Now, I had not heard of AGX Pay before. How new is this thing?
Well, it's very new. For last year, we were here at the Anarchapulco show, and we had launched the project named Load.
And we interviewed somebody about a silver-backed currency.
Yeah, Load is a community that is constructing silver secure money. And now that silver money is ready. We've vaulted 16 million grams in 8 vaults worldwide. And the silver is secure. It has been tokenized, and now the AGX Pay system is ready to launch.
So, what's the relationship between Load and AGX Pay? I'm not clear on.
Well, the Load token is purchased with silver, and that silver is then tokenized and enables the creation of AGX coins.
Okay.
So it works. The system
works.
Are
they two separate organizations?
Yes. No, they're one community, but they're two different types of users.
I see.
You've got an owner of the silver, and you have a user of the silver. And in real life terms, the most appropriate reference to what this thing is maybe say Airbnb. Airbnb takes an owner of a property and finds it a user.
Right. That way it doesn't just sit there.
And, you know, where did that come from? Just out of the blue, all of a sudden people realize that they can monetize their home and make a few extra bucks.
Sure.
And it's a phenomenon. Worldwide phenomenon.
Absolutely.
The next thing that, and one of my favorites, is Uber.
Yep.
Uber does that. Man, you get a nice black car, you list that into the system, and they'll find you a rider anywhere in the world.
Sure will.
And you know each other. I mean, you as a rider, you get to know the driver through the profile, and he gets to rate you afterwards, and the experience is managed. Essentially, Uber and Airbnb have solved certain inefficiencies that exist in
the old systems.
In the old systems.
Right. And they've been rewarded for it.
And in our system, the Load community system is actually similar.
Mm-hmm.
We are enabling owners of silver with a technology that would enable them to put their silver to work and find a qualified user anywhere in the world.
So take me through this. Okay. So I've got silver.
Yeah.
I want to be a part of this. I then send it to these vaults.
You register at Load, L-O-D-E, dot O-N-E, Load.one, www.
So you're still taking incoming silver, even though you said you've got 16 million grams?
Absolutely. Sorry. The system is open on both sides, just like Airbnb. You've got new owners joining Airbnb every day, putting their assets up into the system.
Right.
And then you've got users that just found out about it, and they want to go to Greece, or they want to go to Turkey, or somewhere like that, even Acapulco.
Okay.
My wife and I are here on an Airbnb in Acapulco. We love it.
Load.what? Load.one?
Load.one. L-O-D-E dot O-N-E.
Yeah, okay.
And you create a member profile for yourself, and once you activate that member profile account, you have one of two choices you can make. Actually, three. You can become a member that just gets news, or you can activate some of your silver. And if you don't have silver, you can click on buy, and you can buy silver. And you'll be contacted by a bullion dealer that services your area.
And then that dealer sends it to the vault directly?
Yeah, that dealer
on
sends
your behalf?
It to the vault, yeah.
Okay. Or if you've got, if I got silver in my own safe somewhere, or buried in the backyard, I can dig that up, and then I can send it through the mail to one of these locations?
You enter in the weights and measures and the types of that silver, and then you'll be contacted by the bullion dealer, and they'll arrange for FedEx to come by and pick it up. And they'll take it to the vault.
And then what happens to it?
It gets secured.
Okay.
And then it gets signed in with an API, which is a security device that signs in the silver into the system. And then we have a role in the community, which is called the Vault Master.
Mm-hmm.
The Vault Master hits the key and enables the creation of the tokens. So the load token is the receipt for the silver that the owner of the silver puts into the vault.
I see. So and these tokens are tradable. These are digital
exchangeable,
tokens.
Exchangeable, transactable.
Is it cryptocurrency? Is it based on
blockchain enabled. Yeah.
Which blockchain is it based on?
It's based on, it's a fork off of Bitcoin.
Okay.
Named Syscoin.
Okay, got it.
And the Syscoin guys are here with us, and they're brilliant guys. They're one of the top five blockchain developer groups in the world that we know of. But they have specifically taken this fork of Bitcoin, and they have powered it up specifically for these types of assets,
mm-hmm.
securing physical assets on the blockchain. So they're powering both our tokens.
So the silver I send to the vault. The vault then enters that into the system and says, okay, now based on this weight of silver, you now have this many
load tokens. Yep, that's right.
And where does AGX Pay come into this picture?
Well, the silver then is securely vaulted,
mm-hmm.
and it is tokenized and becomes AGX coins.
Okay, so load tokens are also AGX coins, or is there a difference?
No, well, they're similar technology, but the load token is the digital receipt for your silver.
Okay.
Because you put it into the system. Have you ever used the valet service for your car?
No.
No? Well, you know how they work, though, right?
Yeah, I know they work.
You drive up to a restaurant, you pass the keys to the young man, and sometimes they give you a little chit.
Yep.
A little chit is, proof.
Ticket. Yeah.
It's a ticket.
Yeah.
That ticket... Your expectation is that when you come back to the stand and you give them the ticket that your car is going to come back to you.
Right.
Yes. This system is very similar. And that that process of valeting your car in law, that is called bailment.
Okay.
And you as the owner of the car, you are the bailor.
Mm-hmm.
And the user of the car, which is the valet, they are the bailee. And they have a responsibility to protect your car. And bring it back.
Contract there.
Sometimes they wash your car and it comes back even nicer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you can't. The expectation is that you're going to get your car back. And this system is the same. You put your silver into the system for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You take back your digital receipt, which is your cryptographic signature proving that you put silver into the system.
And these are the load tokens.
These are the load tokens.
Right. Okay.
And then that silver is tokenized and made available to the 2 billion world in the world that are inflation impressed or unbanked.
All right, so I've got more questions. Can you stick with me for another
Absolutely.
Segment?
Sure.
Okay, so more with Ian Richard from Load.One, AGXPay.com. It's an interesting concept, silver-backed cryptocurrency tokens. We got more on the way here from Anarchapulco 2019, and you can go to Anarchapulco.com to learn more about this great event, beautiful location at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. This is Free Talk Live.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump tells reporters in the White House Rose Garden signing a national emergency to get the billions of dollars he needs for a border wall isn't the way he wanted to do things.
Would have been great to have done it earlier, but I was a little new to the job, a little new to the profession, and we had a little disappointment for the first year and a half. People that should have stepped up did not step up. They didn't step up, and they should have.
Trump being criticized from all directions, including the left coast, where California Attorney General Javier Becerra says California is likely to sue because it'll take billions of dollars from other crucial military and drug interdiction projects.
We're prepared to take any and all action, including go to court, to defend the interests of people of the state of California.
One person is in custody, another person is dead after a mass shooting in an industrial park in Aurora, Illinois. NBC Chicago reports at least four police officers are in stable condition after being wounded at the Henry Pratt Company. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2019, and it is Ron Paul night tonight. Crowd is going to be gearing up here shortly, I imagine. But it's a beautiful day at the Princess Resort, talking with all kinds of folks, people that we've never met before, including another Ian. I found another Ian. He's Ian Richard from AGXPay.com, also involved, I think, at some level with Load.1. Are you involved
over there, too? Yeah, we're involved with Load.
So, yeah, because I was like, oh, yeah, we talked to those guys last year, the Load.1 folks.
Right.
And I thought, well, this is a neat idea, because back, you know, you don't know me from Adam, right? But we've done this show for a long time, since 2002, since way before cryptocurrency.
Right.
And we've always been interested in alternative currencies. And, of course, silver is a great alternative to the U.S. dollar because you can, in gold, you know, you can protect the value that you've earned from the ravages of government inflation by having, you know, silver. And I'm
That's
sure
right.
you probably used to be a silver bug, would be my guess. Right?
We are silver bugs,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Snackers, we call ourselves.
Still are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so now you've combined the world of cryptocurrency, which, you know, brings in so many different benefits of open source and distributed decentralized ledgers. And I talked a little bit about that earlier in the hour before you got here. But there's so many benefits to cryptocurrency, and you've tied it together with silver. So basically a silver-backed cryptocurrency token
that deposits, you can deposit silver into, you said there's eight different vault locations.
Yeah, eight vaulting locations.
So I'm going to ask you a couple tough questions because I was involved with the Liberty Dollar. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I was involved with them, and as you may know, or certainly our listeners may not know, the Liberty Dollar was probably the most popular alternative currency. It wasn't just a silver ounce. It was denominated. It was sort of pushed out there as a as an intended currency, not just something to stack or hold on to, but something to try to, like,
to give silver money back to a better time.
Or to buy something with, take to the store and to try to spend silver. You know, obviously, Bitcoin's better at this than you know, silver. It's hard to make change out of silver. There's issues with ounces of silver.
That's right.
But one of the big problems that turned out with the Liberty Dollar was they got raided. Their vault in Idaho, you know, men with guns from the government came there and took all of their silver. Now, years later, there was a court process. People who were able to file the right paperwork were able to get their silver back. But this was years later, and, you know, it was just luck that you happen to get the silver back. In my case, I was too paranoid. I'm like, I'm not going to give the government my money and tell them I've got, you know, what essentially is contraband now.
Right.
You know, if you have these Liberty Dollars, it's technically, or was it like one time contraband? So anyway, my question here is, what's going to stop? Is there any insurance? I mean, it's good that you have eight locations, right? So they're in different countries, I presume?
Yes, distributed and pooled. Yes. These vaults are in eight different jurisdictions.
So when I send, 100 ounces of silver into Load.1 to turn it into this crypto, is it all sitting in one vault, or is it sort of, you know, does it become fungible, and then if a vault gets raided in wherever you have it, I'm not asking you to reveal that information, but in whichever country, you know, that government gets greedy, and they're like, oh, yeah, these guys got silver over there. Let's go take that. Is there any kind of insurance? Is there any protection on that?
Yeah, it's all insured, and the vaults are all protected. Class 3 vaults insured with Lloyd's of London. And
but is it insured against government?
Well, I mean, governments tend to do whatever they want, and, you know, they bring the pressure upon an organization or a community or an individual and try to break them, even though if it's not lawful or not.
Well, it doesn't matter the security that they have.
Yeah.
If a government goon shows up and puts a gun in the face of the, the security agents, they're going to let them in.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's why my question is the insurance, does it protect against that?
Well, answer is no.
Okay.
It wouldn't protect against that. But there is some there's some comfort that can be gathered from the pool of silver that is pooled on behalf of all the users across the spectrum of these eight vaults.
Meaning,
so if one of the vaults was raided and say 10% of the silver was stolen.
Yep.
And that's what it would be, is stealing the private property of individuals
that
have a verified, immutable digital token receipt for their silver. That would be a theft by a government or a central authority or a regulator. And you would have a direct claim on that. The community would have a direct claim. But what would
You guys would go to court. You fight that.
The community would gather together and go to court, absolutely, for that 10%. But what it would essentially mean is that the entire community has lost
some of its value.
Everybody takes the loss across the spectrum of the token.
So it's not like,
don't go to zero.
Ian's supply was all in that one vault.
Yeah.
You're saying once the deposit's made, it's sort of available as...
it's a community pool.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the lawful framework, again, for that is bailment.
Okay.
And it's called a bailment pool. And bailment is a very old law. It's a common law precedent, which is the foundational law for renting and leasing. And you know, for anyone that's ever leased a property or leased a car, they know who the owner is, and they know what their rights are to use the property. And essentially, this is the same thing. When two individuals come together in the private to accomplish something, that is bailment. And so an owner of silver and a user of silver can come together in this community and put silver back to work as a sound medium of exchange, unit of account, and store of value. And the blockchain is what powers this beautiful medium of exchange. Silver is heavy.
Yep.
Silver really is more effective in its store value if it sits in a quiet place and it's insured and vaulted properly, as opposed to moving it around. Moving it around is expensive. Moving it around is heavy. Many folks
risky
that have ever stacked, had big stacks at home, They know the true cost and the true risk of storing lots of silver at home. This system alleviates some of that.
Yep.
Because, you know, if you've got 10 bars of silver sitting in your home and you want to put one of those bars to work, this is a system that could take a million users with 100 ounces each and construct the world's first cryptographic silver system.
Let me get another question in here about fees, okay?
Yeah.
So whenever you're vaulting a thing, you got to pay for the vault, you got to pay for the guards, you got to pay for the electricity, you got to pay for all the things that go into running a successful vault. So, what kind of fees are we talking about? If I'm putting in, 100 ounces of silver or something like that, how much of that's going to the fees, and how long do those fees last, and then are they assessed again after 5 years, or how does that work?
Over the spectrum of this system, the fees are 15%. So it costs you, based on the prevailing exchange rate, to get into the system to put your silver to work. You got to pay on the way in to obtain these load tokens. So load tokens, like anything else, if you're going to use Airbnb or you're going to put your private asset to work in a system like Uber or Airbnb, there's a fee.
Sure.
The fee in the system is 15% currently, and that's
when you're ingesting the silver.
When you're putting the silver into the system.
Uh-huh.
Now, the community owns all the silver. It doesn't go to an individual. This 15% is part of the pool, and the pool is accounted for and audited and transparently disclosed to all the members. So the members know what's going on with the fee.
Yeah.
And the fees are for marketing of the AGX, storage. And securing the silver, and constructing and managing the technology. And so it's not actually a very high fee. If you try to buy silver
for a period of time, is it 15% or is it just a one-time
in?
Lifetime
in, yeah.
But presumably you're going to get more people putting in the silver, so that will continue to accumulate more.
Presumably the system is going to expand. And this is the idea, is that we're going to construct a monetary mass that's expandable. And this is people getting together as load token holders and enabling the creation of silver secure money for the people. And silver has historically been the money of the people. Gold is the money of the kings.
Sure.
But this is money of the people.
Anybody can afford an ounce of silver. Anybody.
That's right. Anybody can afford a gram of silver. And
right.
In our case, a gram of digital silver in our system, an AGX coin, is currently priced at 63 cents U.S. or 1.27 grams of silver. The system doesn't accept fiat. There's no fiat in the system.
Right.
It only works
Nobody
with
wants
silver,
that stuff.
Physical silver.
It's neat. I think that I hope this really works out for you, because I think that marrying cryptocurrency with silver, it's a tricky thing to do, and it sounds like you guys have a good plan. Check out agxpay.com and load.one, both related, and I'm sure we'll see you again here maybe next year.
Right on.
Thanks, Ian.
Thank you,
Ian. Pleasure.
Very much.
I appreciate
Pleasure
it.
To meet you.
More coming up from Anarchapulco.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to mypillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live at Anarchapulco 2019. There's so many interesting folks here. You're going to hear new voices, as well as old friends of the show, and some folks we met for the first time last year, like Tim Pichot. Tim, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you for having me, Ian. It's great to be back.
You are the Liberty Advisor, and I do want to advise one thing before we go on. Liberty.menu is a sponsor here at Free Talk Live, and it's a tool for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So what is Liberty.menu? It is a business directory, basically, for liberty-minded folks. So libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, if you've got a thing that you do and you want other liberty people to know about it, well, if you're ready to come out of the closet, because if you want to stay in the closet and make sure nobody knows you're a libertarian, then just do that. But if you're ready to have people know, then go to liberty.menu, and you can get on the map there. It's a nice, you know, global map with pinpoints of all the different businesses and also digital content creators and events that you can attend. Very, very nice-looking site, easy to use, and it's free. So free publicity for your business at liberty.menu. You can sign up for free. You can put more than one entry on there, too, so there's no limit to the amount of entries that you can create to promote the things that you do to other liberty-minded folks. And because it's free, we can't give you a discount, but we can give you a code, FTL, that'll get you a special Free Talk Live listener badge over at liberty.menu. So, Tim, we met last year at this event. You're back. You must have enjoyed yourself.
I did. Actually, it was a crazy, crazy story to get here.
Really? Time?
Well, last time, I'm not sure if you heard what kind of went on. So last year, in order for me to speak here, I had to end up resigning from my job where I had over $100,000 of guaranteed income coming in. And then
you were like an investment advisor.
Yeah, and so I still am, but, you know, kind of more details on that a little bit later on. But what ended up happening is, so I ended up turning in my resignation paperwork, get on the plane. In the past, what had happened is, you know, you resign at like 8 in the morning, and by, you know, 9, you're good to go. Well, they ended up not approving me till June. And so basically I was almost unemployed for all of last year to come here, but now I'm growing faster than ever, and you know, the man can suck it. And
well, the good thing is you know money, so being unemployed for a little while, probably no problem. I suspect you had some savings that you could live on.
Yeah, I made some, I ended up selling, I bought a house at the exact low and then just sold it probably at the exact high, and now I'm renting, kind of hoping that things go down a little bit. But at the end of the day, it's not about having a lot of money. I mean, for me, I mean, you want to have a good quality of life, and you also want to have, for me, you know, an income stream coming in. And so I did a really controversial move of just saying, hey, I just wanted to focus on, like you were mentioning before, you know, you want people to actually know that you're a libertarian, not, you know, or, you know, voluntarist, not hide it.
Yeah.
And so my branding now is all around liberty. So I'm known as the Liberty Advisor. I was libertarian, got pissed off at that party, decided probably, you know, sort of.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, somewhat common theme around here. So I also have a podcast. And so on the podcast, my logo is a porcupine with an AR-15, a joint in his ear, and revolution. And a lot of people told me, hey, that's probably not a very good thing for a financial advisor to do. But my thing is, if that pisses you off, then that's me qualifying you, not the other way around.
Right.
I don't have to waste my time.
You don't want that customer.
And no, because what's going to happen is, you know, especially if you're like a police officer and you're going to see me post and you're going to get pissed off and then you're going to leave anyways, I'd rather just be up front and
get it done beforehand.
Yeah, not waste their time.
Not waste your time either, that case. TheLibertyAdvisor.com is your website. So you did a rebrand. You got upset with the Libertarian Party. I quit the Libertarian Party. Used to be a life member of the National Libertarian Party, and I quit in 2008 because I was so frustrated with how unprincipled they were being. Because when I joined in the late 90s as a teenager, they were the party of principle. That's what they called themselves. And they had this, you know, signature, this statement you have to sign to join the party that says, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. And that's a real voluntarist, kind of hardcore libertarian statement. But then the party just kind of starts to nominate these people that obviously don't understand what they signed, if they signed it. The party's putting out press releases that are not principled, and I'm just like, that's it. I can't support these people anymore. And it was a long building process for me. What was there one particular you know, thing for you?
The one particular thing, because I didn't know a lot of the inside baseball. I didn't discover this Libertarian Party until actually 2009.
I was already quit by then.
Yeah, so I was in, grew up in upstate New York, went to a liberal arts college, knew all that was BS. So I was able to escape that matrix, but I hadn't been exposed to Ron Paul or exposed to any of this. I just knew all that was completely false. Then basically what happened was, I think it was August 12th of 2016, Bill Weld came out and said that handguns were more dangerous than AR-15s and that you could remove some sort of pin, and then all of a sudden you can make it automatic. And I'm like, no, that is the final straw.
By the way, for listeners that don't know, we should say, Bill Weld
was
for people that don't know, because most people don't know who the hell's Bill Weld. He's the Libertarian Party's vice presidential nominee. So you've got the second, you know, most important person in 2016 in that election for the Libertarians, the vice presidential nominee, coming out and saying stupid crap like this that has no basis in reality, that's clearly anti-gun, fear-mongering. This is their vice presidential nominee. So no wonder you were upset about it.
And then he was also, you know, a Council on Foreign Relations member. I mean, then he vouched for Hillary the week
more
of
than
the
once.
Election.
He went to bat for her on the air during, like, interviews on Fox and CNN more than once during the election.
Yeah, so, I mean, he'll be a perfect fit for the Republican Party. I mean,
he'd be a fit for the Democratic Party, too.
Exactly.
He's a total politician and total scum. And when I first heard about Bill Weld, I thought, I never heard of the guy before. Somebody said, oh, he's a former governor of Massachusetts. I'm like, oh, that's all I need to know. He's terrible. I don't need to know anything about what his viewpoint is on anything. He's a former governor of Massachusetts, one of the most statist, worst places on, you know, the planet as far as the United States. It's one of the worst. It's one of the most government, pro-government places. This guy is the nominee. I don't need to know anything about him.
Yeah, the only
More I learned, the worse it got.
The only person from Massachusetts in terms of running for political office that I liked was the did you see that Dr. Shiva Ayyugadari? He was the real Indian to try to defeat the fake Indian, Elizabeth Warren. Not sure if you've heard of him. Yeah, so I got him on Ernie's show a few times, and that was Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. And so it was a guy who's from India. He has the actual whereas Elizabeth Warren is she was claiming to be Native American, and his whole deal was only the real Indian can defeat the fake Indian. And he put it on. And he put it on these like billboards up in Cambridge. And then the city hall. Then the city hall said that, you know, they had to take it down. But this guy's very successful. Like, yeah, started multiple businesses worth like tens of millions. And,
yeah.
And then he
like
ended
a
up,
real businessman.
He also has the. I mean, not that we're like fans of patents over here, but he also right. not. I don't think it's a patent, but he basically is credited for inventing the modern email system as well, and has
wow.
it actually on file. And this has like four PhDs. Brilliant. So, of course, you'd think that, you know, he would get some sort of press. I mean, obviously, you know, given, you know, all the... I mean, I'm wearing a Don't Censor Me Alex Jones shirt right
yeah.
now. So, I mean, I'm well aware of what goes on with censorship. But, no, that barring that one individual who, you know, probably got 2% of the vote, no one else in Massachusetts has been good in my book.
Yeah, that Massachusetts is an absolute mess. But I'm glad I don't live there. So, thelibertyadvisor.com, you've rebranded because, well, again, the Libertarian Party is not something you necessarily want to brand yourself with. I still accept the term libertarian just because I still kind of like the word, but it, you know, at least it doesn't have the baggage that anarchist does. Of course, voluntarist is my preference. I like the term voluntarist. It says what it is I'm in favor of. You know, anarchist is what you're against. You know, you're against rulers. That's what anarchy is. And I'm not, you know, I don't begrudge anybody for trying to use that label, but it's, to me, it's just too, you know, you wouldn't want to call yourself the anarchist advisor, right? Like, it wouldn't.
So it's basically like a glass half full versus half empty approach, but to accomplish the exact same thing.
Well, I mean, voluntarism is, I would say it's even better of a term because, you know, a voluntarist is somebody who believes all human interaction should be consensual, and that's it. It doesn't say anything else about, you know, what you're in favor of. It doesn't say you're a capitalist. It doesn't say you're a communist or anything like that.
I like Ernie's saying where it's leave me aloneist. You know, I don't want to tell you what to do. You don't tell me what to do, and we're good.
I love Ernie. Ernie Hancock, of course, we had him on yesterday from Declare Your Independence over at the Freedom's Phoenix site. So what are people going to find quickly when they go to thelibertyadvisor.com?
So what they're going to find is I'm also a financial advisor, so you've got some information about what I do in that regard, but also in the upper right-hand corner, you're going to see a link for a podcast where I've got the Crypto Wealth Show, which is all things crypto, and also have the Liberty Advisor Show, which is sort of basically like a pro Bitcoin version of like a Peter Schiff show type deal. But then what happened is, you know, a lot of people are like, hey, I love your information on the stock market and politics, but I don't like crypto. And
yep.
some people are like, I like crypto, but I don't like this. And I thought for like branding, SEO purposes, it might be wise to split them up. But it's all underneath the same thing. So if you can go to, you know, all the different places you can get it. And now, or found on the website, but also I'm trying to emphasize decentralized media like BitChute, BitTube, DTube, DLive, all that sort of stuff. So the only reason I'm on some of these enemy platforms is to tell people to get off those enemy platforms. Because I went from 1,200 subscribers a day at one point to literally zero overnight for the next 2 years. And so it, pretty much what happened is Bill Weld sort of radicalized me in order to go against him. Within 2 months, I had 32,000 people following me, and now I've got like 31 because I've pissed off some people. But it's stayed
flat. Well, I guess we have to thank him then. So if Bill Weld is the reason why you got radicalized, I guess we owe him something then. Thanks,
yeah,
Bill.
Yeah, and I've had to put up with a lot of crap, especially growing up in New York, and that was the final linchpin that finally did it. But no, some of the things I'm doing that are sort of interesting. So I'm doing crypto IRAs.
We're out of time.
I'm sorry.
Out of time for the day, but we can have you back. You know, we're here for two more days. TheLibertyAdvisor.com. He's Tim Pichot. This is Free Talk Live. We got more coming up tomorrow, and Ron Paul's tonight, so we'll let you know how that went tomorrow's show. It's Free Talk Live.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.